Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is prime time on Money FM 89.3. Now, the long arm of the pandemic knows no bounds, and it's no secret that the tourism, aviation and F&B sectors have been hit the hardest. How has, though, the COVID-19 pandemic impacted franchise businesses, though, especially the ones in the F&B space? Some have pivoted to off-premise dining and self-serve formats, but is that enough? What about franchises in the region? How are they coping? To get his insights, we speak to Andrew Koo, President of the Franchise and Licensing Association. Mr. Koo, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
So the challenges of setting up the virtual exhibition this year, I'm sure there were some. How were they tackled?
Well, like everything this year, it's going to be something new. And we have to go through that process and we'll get better at it. So I think, we had to make a decision. Were we going to proceed with some form of an exhibition and trade show, or should we just defer it a year? So I think we had a discussion. We made a decision. Let's go on a virtual platform. And like you said, it's definitely a learning curve. And so the way that we mitigate that really is to have constant meetings with our technology partner, have a very clear scoping on what we need to do. And so that's what we did.
What about feedback that you've gotten so far? You just opened today, I understand, from exhibitors and attendees. How are they liking it, this new format?
Well, it's very early days, but we received a lot of excitement from exhibitors because it's a new format. It's a great way to get their branding out there. And also, the thing about the virtual show is that it's less labor intensive. So from that standpoint, I think a lot of our participants and exhibitors, they enjoy that.
Mm. So franchise businesses, how have they been doing, Mr. Koo? Not all impacted equally, I imagine.
No, like anything, and with every crisis, there's going to be winners and losers. And generally speaking, the majority of businesses and franchises would have been adversely impacted. But I think those businesses that have been able to pivot very quickly, that already had a strong online presence, and particularly F&B businesses that are already working with the likes of food delivery platforms, those are the ones that have adapted and have been able to enjoy some of the upside benefits of the change in the way we do business.
Why else do you think the resilient ones were set apart from the ones who you call maybe the losers or impacted more greatly by the pandemic?
I mean, sometimes it's sectoral. And, we have certain sectors that have benefited, that have been quite strong. And there are other sectors that have been very heavily hit. But I think in whatever sector you're in, just like in the franchise community, we cover the F&B sector, we cover the retail sector, we cover education and services sector. So each of these sectors has its particular sets of challenges. But I think it's the mindset and how do you transform and how do you pivot. You have to be agile and you have to quickly adapt and seize whatever opportunities that you see. I think those are the businesses that have become more resilient.
Does region or geographical location come into play? Or state of digitalization, if you will?
Well, I think it's also, there are some macroeconomic factors, and it's also the state of that particular country in terms of their recovery path. So there are certain countries that the number of cases and the ongoing situation is still evolving. Mm. And COVID-19 needs to be under control. So for those countries, of course, there are greater challenges ahead for franchise businesses that has a lot of exposure in those countries. So I think some things are largely out of one's control. Mm. But the thing is, whatever the case is, it's obvious that businesses need to go digital and they need to sort of adjust their
yesterday.
Business model. Yes.
What about the foundational strengths of franchise systems? What are they that might have helped in this or helped to cushion a bit the impact of the pandemic?
Yeah, I mean, what we have noticed is that franchise businesses and franchise systems generally, I would say, are more resilient because there is a bit of a buffer. You know, it's a support system where the franchisor can also support and act on the behalf of franchisees.
The franchisor would be the boss.
The brand owners.
Kind of, okay.
So the brand owner, they would normally have a very good infrastructure and support system where they could potentially negotiate on behalf of franchisees vis-a-vis landlords, vendors, suppliers. So there's that level of support. And then the other thing that franchise systems can do and franchisors, of course, is that they can also share some of the pain. The pain points and the burden. So I think what we have seen is that certain brands, certain franchisors, they're willing to relax some of the royalty rates and some of the fees. So in that sense, I would say a franchise system is better poised and in a better position to sort of support ongoing businesses.
Does the system need to be tweaked a bit? Has it come to light any sort of weak points, if you will?
With the pandemic, a lot of things are going digital. So I think going forwards, if I was to project into the future, the franchise model, the franchise system would also have to become more digital in the way they support their businesses. And how do we look at future trends? And so I think that's the way it needs to evolve.
So the outlook for the franchise ecosystem would be much better if everyone were digital.
Of course.
Pretty much.
Of course. You get instantaneous support, better coordination efforts with regards promotional and pricing strategies, market insights, things like that. If you have a digital system, of course, it's more automated and it's something that will be more effective as you roll out certain activities.
On a personal level, Mr. Koo, how have you been holding up with everything that's happened? Have you kept your head above water, keep the troops motivated, so to speak?
Well, I think during this period of time, resilient leadership is very important. But
also, heavy is the head that wears the crown, yes?
Well, it's all about outlook. And like anything with any crisis, there's always going to be opportunity. And I think it's the mindset. One needs to be positive. And you know what? Things can only get better from here. So I think that's the type of optimism that one needs to convey to your own people and the team.
I love it. Quoting obscure 80s singers, the only way is up. Andrew Koo is the president of the Franchise and Licensing Association. Mr. Koo, thank you so much for your time. Stay safe, sir.
Thank you very much.
I'm Howie Lim, Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.